This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Until this point in Mark, Jesus's identity has remained hidden. But Peter, when asked, says, "Jesus, you are the Messiah." Messiah means anointed one. In the Old Testament, kings would be anointed at their coronation. It was a sign that they had been set apart by God to lead. Jesus explains that his coronation will include dying and, after 3 days, rising from the dead. Anyone who wants to follow him, he warns, must die too. Jesus even repeats this message 3 times, referring to himself as the Son of Man. After this, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to a mountain where he is glorified in front of them and joined by Moses and Elijah. God booms from heaven, "This is my beloved Son." As they come down from the mountain, the disciples still don't understand why the Son of Man needs to suffer. Well, Jesus reminds them of John the Baptist. John suffered just for talking about the Son of Man. The disciples then shouldn't be surprised if the Son of Man suffers too. At the foot of the mountain, a crowd is waiting for Jesus. A man with a son possessed by a demon comes to Jesus because his disciples can't cast it out. Jesus says both the father and the crowd are faithless. So the father asks in desperation, "Help my unbelief." Jesus responds by casting out the demon, and when the demon leaves, the boy looks like a corpse until Jesus takes his hand and lifts him off the ground. The phrase "Son of Man" comes from a vision in the book of Daniel, where 4 great beasts destroy the world. From the rubble, someone like a Son of Man rises up to heaven and is seated next to God. An angel explains that this Son of Man is a representative for all men and women trampled by the beasts. Everyone who has suffered and died under their claws will be lifted up when this representative takes his seat next to God. Well, Jesus is this Son of Man from the book of Daniel. When he died and rose, he ascended to God's throne and was coronated as king. The good news is that if we suffer and die with him, Jesus is our representative. He will certainly resurrect us and seat us in power with him. It is hard to trust that suffering and death could lead to power and life. Like the man with a possessed son, we often need help in our unbelief. But Jesus said, "All things are possible for those who believe." And Jesus proves that that's true by raising this man's son from the dead. If we believe Jesus is the Son of Man, even if it seems impossible, Jesus is willing and has the power to raise us and our unbelief too. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who conquers through suffering, and may you see Jesus as the one who accepts our faith and raises us to thrones with him.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.